And I'm here with meteorologist Dr. Robert Gillies, and you've been working on similar studies to these just recently released. And we've been seeing these higher than normal global temperatures. I mean, record-setting temperatures are being recorded all over the world right now. And I wonder, do you feel like this is evidence of global climate change?
Well, actually, Kenzie, you know, climate scientists are frequently asked about an event such as these record-breaking temperatures. They're asked, is it caused by climate change? The answer, of course, is that no events are caused by climate change or, for that matter, global warming, but all events have a contribution. It's an interconnected system. The answer, of course, is that all weather events are affected by climate change because the environment in which they occur is warmer and moister. So in other words, if we look at scientifically, you look at NASA's and NOAA's data from the 1980s onwards, you see this steep incline, which is actually accelerating in the global temperature. Remember, this is the average temperature over the whole planet. So in general, then, the temperatures are increasing, and that's manifest through regional areas as well. Because, you know, weather is, you know, this redistribution of energy, and we have extra energy to redistribute over the planet.
And so let's talk about Utah. It's been, at least it seems like last summer it was floods, in the summer it's fire. Why such a significant change in that short period of time?
Well, the one interesting thing about the West is that climate, remember, climate is over time, is statistics over time, that climate is highly variable here in the West. And that's very different from the East of the U.S. So we have a lot of variability. So in one year, we could have lots of precipitation, and the next year, very little. That's within the realm of the stochastic mechanism that is climate. So that's no surprise. What is interesting, of course, is that temperature records this year are being broken all over the world. All over the world. In fact, I just heard yesterday that in Athens, not Athens, Georgia, but Athens in Greece, that the temperature reached 108, which is pretty dramatic for there and for a big tour. They had to shut the Acropolis down.
Man.
And one blogger cheekily blogged, you know, the marbles of the Acropolis are melting, which is a bit of a far stretch there. But still, it was a significant temperature extreme. And of course, we've been seeing these temperature extremes in both Logan here and in many other cities around Utah. So presently, we're breaking high temperature records much more frequently than you would expect would occur due to chance. And some climatologists now have put a figure on this. They've come up with estimates that the ratio of the exceedance of breaking highs compared to what you expect by chance would lead them to say that there's about an 80% chance that the record high that you have experienced in your location is due to climate change, global warming. And that is actually quite sobering, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, what has changed and has changed dramatically is the ratio of snow to rain. More of it is coming in as rain than snow. So what's then happening then is you're getting a warmer atmosphere, which is affecting the snowpack in two ways. One is that it is leading to an earlier melt-off, and it's also leading to a faster melt-off. And that's significant. And that's why people then perceive the snowpack as declining. Mm. But in reality, the amount of snow we're getting is, you know, roughly what we've been getting in the last 60 years. This water year's precipitation, you know, down by about 70% or whatever, is still slightly above what it was in 2002.
So,
you know, our perceptions are short-lived, given the variability that we see. Lots of snow last year, not so much this year.
So this isn't anything to be really alarmed about. This isn't the doomsday picture painted by the Inconvenient Truth.
Well, I don't know if the Inconvenient Truth was a doomsday. I mean, it depends where you are. If you're living in Bangladesh or you're living in Nepal, things are going to be very, very different than here in the U.S. where, excuse the pun, we can weather, you know, climate change a lot better than they can. What is, I think, important to realize is that the hydroclimate dynamics of snow to rain and how quickly snow melts and where it melts, and given that you're getting more rain and more flood events per se, you know, given all the dynamics that are going on here, is how then do you alter your capture of water for future generations? But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And that was Dr. Robert Gillies. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
My pleasure.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.